Hello, powerful people. This is Seth Harris from the Power at Work blog. We're proud to be a part of the Labor Radio Podcast Network. It has more than 200 labor radio shows and podcasts from across the country and around the world. The Labor Radio Podcast Network, where working people speak. Find us at laborradionetwork.org. That's all one word, laborradionetwork.org. Thanks.
Hey, guess what? Labor Week is coming back. In the meantime, I'm Harold Phillips, and how about we talk movies?
Come on, you toilers that work for wages. Come from every land, trying to fight and ban. In one union, ram them for the workers. We'll make upon this earth a paradise. When the slaves get wise and organize.
It's been a little while, hasn't it? As I mentioned, I'm working on an all-new, retooled version of Labor Week that I'm hoping to launch later this month. But in the meantime, the Academy Awards were Sunday night, and everyone has movies on the mind. I'm no exception. I was on two other shows in the Labor Radio Podcast Network recently talking about movies and television, and thought you might like to hear some of what I had to say. First off, I was on the Labor Heritage Power Hour at the end of February to talk about the laborific films and television shows nominated for the 30th annual SAG Awards. Or the lack of them.
The awards were held last Sunday, and we checked in with actor and fellow labor podcaster Harold Phillips earlier this week for his annual report.
The SAG Awards is SAG-AFTRA, my union's annual awards show, and it is the only internationally televised union awards show. This is a show where union members honor the work of other union members. And it was broadcast around the world on Netflix this past Saturday, February 24th.
Hey, Harold, what are your picks for the labor-related nominees and winners?
You know, we've been doing this for a few years, and there have been some good working-class TV shows and movies that have been nominated for the SAG Awards. Gotta say, this wasn't really a year for that. A lot of the stuff that was nominated wasn't really focused on working class issues, working class stories. We're talking about things like Succession, The Gilded Age, Killers of the Flower Moon, which, you know, yes, it's a tragic story, but it's rich people stealing the money of other rich people. It's not exactly what you'd call a working class story. So there wasn't a lot. There wasn't a lot. You could say, I think, that Ted Lasso has some working class notes to it. I mean, everybody thinks about these rich football stars. Sorry, Americans, soccer stars. And how they drive around in fancy cars and live in mansions. Ted Lasso kind of turns that on its head and talks about how they do actually work for a living and they do have real problems. So, yeah, there's an argument there. You could say that the Apple TV show Lessons in Chemistry talks a little bit about working class issues. Now, Lessons in Chemistry is about a woman in the 1950s who is a chemist. She has a master's degree in chemistry. But because it's the 1950s, the only job she can get is as a lab tech in a lab. And she continues to do her own research. Then circumstances happen and she's fired. She ends up being the host of a popular cooking show and applies her scientific knowledge to the process of cooking.
Politics don't belong in the kitchen. A man wants his wife to make him a drink after a long day at work.
Why do you assume that his day was longer than hers? Why don't you make the drink?
Great show. Absolutely. Arguably something of a working class story. But a lot of the stuff that was nominated wasn't really focused on the working class. There is one other movie, which I really have to mention. And that's something that I think you folks have covered here on the show before. That's Rustin, the story of Bayard Rustin and how he was involved he was basically the organization of the March on Washington for jobs and civil rights.
On demonstrations made up of angelic troublemakers such as yourselves.
Make sure you are there!
On August 28th, black, white, young, old, rich, working class, poor, will descend on Washington, D.C.
Fantastic movie. Absolutely a movie about an organizer and all the work that working class people have to put into an event like that. That I think would definitely fit into the working class category. Not necessarily the labor category, though he couldn't have done it without those unions, right?
Right. Okay. And speaking of unions, what's interesting is that there were so many strikes last year, including the Hollywood strikes. How did that not happen to creep into what was being produced?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing about the entertainment industry. There's a lag, right? You can listen to the entire episode of the Labor Heritage Power Hour at yourrightsatwork.podbean.com or click the link in the show notes and in the episode post at laborweek.org. Let's dive a little deeper into movies, specifically labor movies. Before the Oscars telecast on March 10th, Seth Harris and the team of the Power at Work blog launched their Labor Oscars. Power at Work put together a list of 55 labor films and asked their subscribers and social media followers to vote on who should win the Worker Award in five categories: Best Feature Film, Best Documentary Film, Best International Labor Film, Best Worker Power Profile of a Small Group or Individual, and Worst Movie About Unions. The award ceremony was released March 7th. New England SAG-AFTRA local president Andrea Lyman, Alliance of Women Film Journalists president Jennifer Marin, and I joined Seth to reveal the winners and discuss who we voted for. Let's just say things got off to a somewhat rocky start.
Okay, so Harold, I'm going to start with you, because you flamed me on Twitter.
I totally
did. You flamed me on Twitter about this category. So I know you have strong opinions about it. So talk about any of these movies, but we also want to know what your pick is in this category.
Well, so the inside baseball for folks who don't follow Seth on Twitter or me on Twitter is I have kind of a problem with Fist being in the worst movie about a union category. Now, is it cheesy? Yes, as a very thinly veiled biography of Jimmy Hoffa, is it completely inaccurate? Of course. But it was the 80s, man. It was the era of action movies. And, you know, when push comes to shove, being in a union kicks ass. And every once in a while, you need a movie about being in a union that kicks ass.
Okay.
Sorry, you're going to have to put a content warning on that because I said kick ass.
No. I don't think we will, actually. I think that's okay.
Of course, Seth had a good reason for putting Fist on the worst movie about unions list.
So here's my take on Fist. And let me just say, this was a wading through mud in this category. This was just a terror. There are a lot of bad movies in this category, and I'm not going to disagree with anything anybody said about those other movies. Okay, so Fist. So this is from my teen years. So it's dating myself. I thought Stallone's performance in this movie was just horrible. I think there are some things that he's really good at, and this was just not one of them. This was just, I thought his performance was just horrible. I think it tacitly endorses violence, and it sort of takes a fascist take on unions. I'm all for unions kicking ass, Harold, but not literally violently. I just think that's the wrong image of how to win in this case. And it largely forgives Stallone's character for being corrupt. It's like he's sort of a dupe, but he's not a dupe, and he's the leader, and he's the smart guy. I'm with all of you in saying this is not a movie I want people learning about unions from. And it shows, let me just say, you can have a great writer, and you can have a bad movie. So what are you going to do? Okay, so let's go to the winner.
But who did I choose to win the awards in those categories? And who did Power at Work subscribers and followers actually vote for? You'll have to listen to the whole show to find out. Visit poweratwork.us to listen, or watch,
the Labor Oscars, or click the link in the show notes and in the episode post at laborweek.org. And by the way, let me know who you would have picked at news@laborweek.org. Well, that's it for this interstitial episode of Labor Week. Think all this movie talk isn't as important as the real labor stories happening each week? There's a reason why we did the show. Seth summed it up pretty well.
If we want filmmakers to make honest, powerful, influential films about workers, worker power, unions, and collective action, we need to support those films. We need to support the good films about labor topics. And that's what the Labor Oscars is all about, supporting labor movies and supporting the people depicted in those movies.
Be sure to subscribe to the show so you'll be notified when the new retooled Labor Week launches. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/laborweek and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Labor Week for the latest labor headlines. Find out more about the Labor Radio Podcast Network and find your new favorite podcast, besides this one, at laborradionetwork.org. Labor Week is produced and edited by me, Harold Phillips, under a SAG-AFTRA MicroPod agreement. Our music is from Batitudes, Joe Hill Punk Exposure. Find out more about Batitudes at facebook.com/Batitudes. Check the link in our show notes. And remember what Mike Leach said. Those that have a voice have to speak for those of us who are silenced. I'll see you soon.